Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, big weekend win. And Astros, too, they went ahead and finished off that sweep. Big, big, big weekend. As the Jags, the Titans, and the Colts all lost, and they're now all 0-2 while the Texans sit ahead the AFC South at 2-0.
Good day to be in the business in Houston, ain't it?
There you go. There you go. So it's a big weekend. But as you know, it wasn't all great. It was a hard, gritty win. The defense did what they needed to do to kind of carry the show when the offense kind of got stymied in the second half. But as we look at this thing, I think clearly for us, it is big that the Texans continue to win and get as far as they can potentially go. And you got to look at some things that may stop them. And Clint, it wasn't all great yesterday, and there was some things that they've got to change. And D'Amico. And C.J. Stroud mentioned that themselves.
Yeah, look, just, I mean, way too many penalties. I mean, the penalty part of this thing for the Texans was a problem yesterday. And I know it's ha-ha-hee-hee after the game and not a big deal, but this is something that D'Amico Ryan's definitely putting his foot down about today. Was there really 12 penalties? 12 penalties for 115 yards. That's... against a good football team, that gets you beat 10 out of 10 times.
We don't like that.
And so the penalties are a major problem because, look, be honest with you, it's hard to believe how many penalties the Texans were able to overcome because they were like unbelievably costly penalties. When you look at 3rd and 14, Kalen Bullock pass interference, Chicago Bears end up scoring a touchdown.
And that one wasn't even close.
The throwback across the body where Kamari Lassiter gets the interception, the holding on Toa Toa brings that play back. So it took a turnover off the board. The scramble by C.J. Stroud late in the game that would have put the game out of reach or at least given you a much better chance to put it out of reach. There's hands to the face by Titus Howard. Again, late in the game, Mario Edwards on the roughing the passer penalty obviously allowed that drive to continue and gave him 15 yards. So you look at a big number of these penalties. One of the special teams penalties negated a big at least field position swinging return by Sims, number 82 for the Texans. So not only were they penalties, They weren't just little false starts on first or second or third down, which, by the way, I think one of Lamry Tunsil's false starts took them from like a third and two to a third and eight or nine or something like that. Anyway, they were unbelievably costly penalties as well. Like when you're negating first downs and turnovers and chunk plays and allowing
roughing the passer in there.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. That's. Those penalties are unbelievably difficult to overcome, and in a game where, you know, it's a tight ball game, typically they're the reason that you lose. And so, when it's all said and done, D'Amico Ryans has got to get this group from a penalty perspective. He's got to get these guys dialed in because that'll typically cost you a game. No doubt about it, the penalties were a major, major problem.
And ultimately, we talked about it on Friday. The only reason and the only way that they were going to be able to hang into this game that I felt when you just looked at the matchups and where the Bears are, I don't know. We'll see about their offensive staff. But I think the Bears in 10 weeks are going to be completely different than they are right now.
That's fair.
But it's just you just can't help them. And the Texans repeatedly helped them. Then Cam Akers really helped them and made that game tighter than it needed to be. Just the turnovers and penalties and 12 penalties. This is what we talk about as a disciplined coach team with D'Amico and what they talk about. That was not that. And I I doubt we see that again this year. And if we do, then it's a really, you know, a bit of an issue of like this is a trend.
Well, I'd imagine we're going to see some of the false start stuff, but the just the avalanche of penalties that seem to happen at times when they're momentum swinging plays or game ending plays or drive ending, like get off the field type of plays for the defense. That's going to be hard to overcome.
And
so,
real talk, and they got fortunate with Aziz that he didn't get himself ejected on the sideline.
No question about it. Yeah, there's I would imagine, and on that front, by the way, there's a lot of people last night were questioning what they, you know, what do you think or what do we think that the NFL is going to do? I think the NFL fines him heavily. I don't think he gets suspended. So playing week three without Aziz, I would be shocked if that were the case.
And he was great last night.
Yeah, he was tremendous. He was absolutely tremendous. The other part of bad here, just real quick, the Texans offensive line, as good as they were week one, they were that bad in week two. And it's not because there was this crazy rush attack like you saw on the flip side. Like DeMeco was just throwing more helmets at the Bears offensive line they could block. The Texans offensive line was getting their lunch ate by a four down lineman. They were able to rush the passer consistently and create chaos in the pocket with four pass rushers, and they were able to stop the run for the entire game really with their defensive front, which also included those down four. They couldn't protect the quarterback. They couldn't run the football versus a base defense. Those are all major problems, and the O-line is going to have to be better. As big a step as they took forward week one, we now have more evidence where obviously Indy is not as good a defensive front as we thought they were. They gave up another 250 plus, I think it was, or over 200 yards to a team and over 150 yards. Who was it that went for 150 on the Colts
again?
Josh Jacobs. So a great running back. So it may just be another really good running football team. But at the end of the day, That did not go from game one to game two. So that O-line had some serious issues yesterday as well. So-